I write in my notebook, "Fuck this shit." I hear a chuckle. It's the man on the stool next to me, reading over my shoulder. I feel his gaze and my face starts to heat. I turn to face him, make direct eye contact. "Can I help you?" He shakes his head.
"I'm so sorry. Really cramped quarters. I couldn't help but read."
He indicates my notebook.
"Having a good day, then?"
He's very nice looking. Blue eyes, that lovely British accent.
"Can I buy you a drink?"
The man clearly wants to flirt, and I don't. I already have one, thanks.
"Ah, sorry to bother you."
He moves as far away from me as he can without losing his position at the full bar. I pause and reconsider. Wasn't the point of coming to London to stop moping and have some fun? And here's a great-looking man with his enchanting speech pattern. I put away my notebook. I smile up at him. It's all right. This obviously isn't the place for inspiration. He regards me, smiling.
"I'm Charlie."
"Cat."
"Catherine?"
He makes my name sound so elegant, but I prefer Cat.
"And you're a poet?"
"Playwright."
"Ah, I thought you'd written out a poem. That's what I get for snooping. Misinformation."
His eyes twinkle at me. I smile.
"Give me your favorite quote from a play."
That's tough. I want to impress him. I guess I'd go with, "I don't want realism, I want magic."
"Who's that?"
"Blanche DuBois. Streetcar?"
"Oh yeah, very good. I've never seen it, though of course I've heard of it."
She goes on to say something about how she lies, well, misrepresents the truth in order to give people magic.
Charlie swirls the ice in his drink.
"We could all do with a little magic."
That's what I think. I sip my wine and turn my body to face him squarely. "So what's your quote?"
"Well, I don't have a quote from a play, but I could give you a poem."
"Sure." He finds a spot at the ceiling to stare at, then,
"I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox, and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me. They were delicious, so sweet and so cold."
He keeps his gaze fixed on the ceiling. The poem hangs between us. When he finally looks at me, his face is candid, as if we've been lovers for decades. I feel like I could kiss him. I manage to say, "We should all have that one memorized."